We're learning in Lakuta Sichas, Chelek Yud Beis, the Sicha on Parshas Metzaira, the Rashi Sicha on the first Rashi of the Parsha, Dibur HaMaschil Zois Tiye Toiras HaMetzaira V'Goymer, Melamed She'en Metari Noisei Balayla. In this shiur, I want to go through some of the Inyone Iyun in the Sicha. I have one Ha'ora, one explanation, and four questions that need to be thought into very deeply in the Sicha, and we will go through them Be'ezras Hashem. I want to start, Taka, with Ha'ora 23. This is the Ha'ora toward the end of the Sicha, in which the Rebbe is talking about Bein Hashmoshes, that whether or not Taras HaMetzora is kosher Bein Hashmoshes is dependent upon the way the Halacha, that Taras HaMetzora is only kosher by Yoyim and not kosher by Laila, dependent on how that's worded, if it's worded in the positive or in the negative. The Mishnah and Taras Koinim articulated in the positive, Kol HaYoyim kosher l'Taras HaMetzora, or V'taharose by Yoyim, and so according to them, Bein HaShmoshes would not be good, because Bein HaShmoshes is not Yoyim. Whereas Rashi articulates in the negative, Melamed She'ein Metarin Oisai by Laila, from which we only exclude Laila, but Bein HaShmoshes would still be good, because Bein HaShmoshes is not Laila, and so you could be Metayra Metzorin Bein HaShmoshes. And then in the beginning of Ha'ora 23, the Rebbe explains that this Nafkamina only works according to two ways of understanding Bein HaShmoshes, either that it is Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi or Morkav Mishneim, but not if I say that Bein HaShmoshes is a Suffolk, because if it's a Suffolk, then other factors come into play. And the first thing I want to point out here is that there is a very important difference between the first two ways of understanding Bein HaShmoshes and how that plays into the Rebbe's Nafkamina. Let's read the first three lines of the Ha'ora together. HaNafkamina Shebepnim, says the Rebbe, the Nafkamina in the Pnim, that according to Rashi, Bein HaShmoshes is kosher l'taras HaMetzora, and according to the Mishnah and Taras Koinim, it's not. Hula hasvora de Bein HaShmoshes u'metzias bifnei atzmoi, lo yoim v'loy laila. Bein HaShmoshes is neither, not yoim and not laila. And so, if it has to be, if Taras HaMetzora has to be by yoim, then Bein HaShmoshes, which is not yoim, is not kosher. If the only din is that it cannot be by laila, then Bein HaShmoshes, which is not laila, remains kosher. And then the Rebbe adds, ve'al derech ze lahasvora shehu murkav mishneim. Now here you have to be careful because you can miss what's going on here. When the Rebbe says Val Derech Ze Lahasvora Shehu Murkav Mishneim, it doesn't mean that the same Nafkamina works if Bein HaShmoshes is Murkav Mishneim. The same Nafkamina does not work if it's Murkav Mishneim. Let's go through it slowly. Murkav Mishneim means that Bein HaShmoshes consists of both Yoim and Laila. According to the Mishnah and Torah, let's start with Rashi. According to Rashi, who says, Melamed she'ein metarin oisai balaylo, if Bein HaShmoshes consists of both Yoim and Laila, you're obviously not going to be able to do Taras HaMetzora during Bein HaShmoshes, because Bein HaShmoshes is Murkav Melaila, and Rashi says, Melamed she'ein metarin oisai balaylo. So this that the Rebbe says in the Pnim, that according to Rashi, Bein HaShmoshes is kosher l'Taras HaMetzora, because Rashi is only Memayat Laila, and Bein HaShmoshes is not Laila, this only works according to the first Svara, that Bein HaShmoshes is a Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi, lo yoim v'lo Laila. But once you say that the second Svara, that Bein HaShmoshes is Murkav Mishneim, both yoim and Laila, Rashi, who is Memayat Laila and says, Ein Metarin Oisei b'Laila, would obviously hold that you cannot be Metayer him Bein HaShmoshes. Al derech ze, what the Rebbe says in the Pnim, in the Shita of the Gemara, the Mishnah of the Gemara, and Toiras Koyanim, that since they're medayek bayoim excludes Bein HaShmoshes. Bayoim says Bein HaShmoshes is no good. Once again, that only works if Bein HaShmoshes is a metzias bifnei atzmai. If Bein HaShmoshes is lo yoim, v'loy laila, but what's relevant here is lo yoim, then once the Mishnah and the Gemara and Toiras Koyanim say bedavka yoim, so Bein HaShmoshes, which is not Yoim, is excluded. But if Bein HaShmoshes is Murkav Mishneim, the second Svora, that it's both Yoim and Laila, then there's no reason to exclude Bein HaShmoshes. Because again, the Mishnah and the Gemara, Torah's Koinim, they don't have a problem with Laila. They just say that it has to be Yom. So if it has to be Yom and Bein Hashmoshes is also Yom, then they would have no problem with Bein Hashmoshes. The reason why the Rebbe says Ve'al derech ze la'asvora shu morkav mishneim, the reason why the Rebbe says that the nafkamina shebepnim works also la'asvora shu morkav mishneim is because actually in this case, according to the svora that's morkav mishneim, the shittus would switch. The nafkamina is flipped, and it's the other way around. When it's morkav mishneim, according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is not good because it contains Laila. And according to the Mishnah, Gemara, Teras Koinim, Bein Hashmoshes is good because it contains Yom. So again, according to the first way of understanding Bein Hashmoshes, the Bein Hashmoshes is a Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi, Lo Yom Velo Laila. Then it goes like the Rebbe says in the Pnim, that Bein, according to Mishnah and Gemara, Birchas Koinim, Bein Hashmoshes and Teras Koinim, Bein Hashmoshes is not good because it's Lo Yom. And according to Rashi, it is good because it's Lo Laila. Mashenken, according to the second svara, that Bein Hashmoshes is Morkav Mishneim, the Nafkamina is the other way around. So there is Taka and Nafkamina. There is Taka and Nafkamina, but the Nafkamina is Fakert. According to the Mishnah, Gemara, and Toras Koyanim, Bein Hashmoshes is going to be good, because as long as it's still Yoim, it's kosher. And the fact that it's Morkav Milailo is not a problem, because they don't say that there's a problem with Laila, they just say it has to be Yoim. So as long as it's Yom, it's good. Masha'enken, according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is not going to be good if Bein Hashmoshes is Morkav Mishnehem, because once there's Laila involved, it's not kosher. Malamet Shein Metarin Oisei B'Laila. So in both first two ways of learning Bein Hashmoshes, Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi and Morkav Mishnehem, either way there's a nafgamina between Mishnah, Gemara, Teres Kenim on one side and Rashi on the other side. The only thing is the nafgamina gets flipped. In one way that it's a metzias bifnei atzmai, that's the way the Rebbe focuses on in the pnim. According to Rashi, it's good, and according to the Mishnah, Gemara, Taras Kainim, it's not good. According to the second way that it's Morkav Mishneim, it's the other way around. According to the Mishnah, Gemara, Taras Kainim, it is good, and according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is not going to be good. The reason why the Rebbe presents it the way he does in the pnim, going with the svara that it's a metzias bifnei atzmai, the reason why the Rebbe focuses on that in Pashtus is because it's the focus of the Sicha is on the idea that in Pshuta Shel Mikra, Bayoim does not exclude Laila, and in Halacha, Bayoim does exclude Laila. B'meila, if you say, according to the Svora, that Bein Hashmoshes is a Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi, Lo Yoim V'lo Laila, it's very geshmak, it fits very well, that according to Rashi, we're only Memayad Laila, not Bein Hashmoshes, like the Rebbe says in the Pnim, because it's sufficient, it's dai, l'havkia, just Laila. Whereas according to the Gemara and the Mishnah and Toras Koyanim, where Yoim anyways means lo Yoim v'lo Laila, over here you need an extra miyatzum or mamayit Bein Hashmoshes. But in the Ha'ora, when the Rebbe discusses the different options, there is a nafkamina between the two in the second Svara of Morkav Mishnayim as well. But here the nafkamina is flipped. According to Rashi, it's going to be Bein Hashmoshes is not going to be good, and according to the Mishnah and the Gemara and Teras Koinim, Bein Hashmoshes is going to be good. Those who are very into Diyukim in Lakutei Sichas might notice that there is a period here in the third line of the Ha'ora. Again, let's read it again. Hanafkamina, again, I'm in Ha'ora 23. Hanafkamina shebipnimu la'asvor de Bein Hashmoshes and Metzias bifnei atzmoi, lo yoim v'lo laila, period. And then the Rebbe adds, "Ve'al derech zeh lahasvora shehu morkav mishneihem." V'yesh loimar b'derech efsher, that the reason for the period, and the reason why the Rebbe adds "ve'al derech zeh," he doesn't say that the nafkamina is according to both ways. He says it's according to the first way, period. Ve'al derech zeh, the second way. The reason why the Rebbe words it that way, maybe one of the reasons, is because while there is a nafkamina according to both svaras, the nafkamina is the other way around. That's why the Rebbe says, "Nafkamina shebifnim is the svara that Bein Hashmoshes is bifnei atzmoi lo yoim v'lo laila." Period. Val derech zed is also a nafkamina between these two shittas according to the other svara shemurkav mishneim. Except that in that case, the nafkamina is the other way around. Al koponim kach nira l'anias daiti. That's my aura. Now I want to ask four kashas on this sicha. Kasha number one. The Sicha focuses tremendously on the sugya in Masechta Megillah, the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Beis, continuing into the Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol hayoim kosher lekriyas haMegillah, lekriyas haHalel, letkiyas shofar, lintilas lulav, etc., etc., all the way until ulataras haMetzayra. Now, let's go through this slowly. When the Mishnah says, Kol hayoim kosher lekriyas haMegillah or lekriyas haHalel, etc., no question about it, there is at least two dinim in this statement, Kol hayoim kosher lekriyas haMegillah. Number one, the din that the Sikha is hyper-focused on, Yoim v'loy laila. All of these mitzvahs can only be fulfilled during the day, but not at night. But there's another din in this Mishnah. There's another din here in the words of this Mishnah. When we say, Kol hayoim kosher lekriyas haMegillah, or lekriyas haHalel, or letkiyas shofar, or lentilas lulav, etc., letaras haMetzayra, we're also saying that these mitzvahs can be done throughout the entire day. Kol hayoim kosher. The entire day is kosher for these mitzvahs. Now, what's the big deal about that? What's the chiddush in saying kol hayoim kosher? So, you take a look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah. And Rashi drops this tidbit. Zokt Rashi, kol hayoim kosher. Ve'af al gav dekai melon zrizin makdim le mitzvahs tichsiv ayashkim avrom baboiker. Afilu hochi kosher kol hayoim. Close quote. Again. V'afal gav dekai melon zrizin makdim le mitzvahs tichsiv ayashkim avrom baboiker. Afilu hochi kosher kol hayoim. Rashi saying, even though we learn from a pasuk, v'yashkim avrom baboiker, that you have to be zrizin makdim le mitzvahs, nevertheless, the Mishnah here is still teaching us kol hayoim kosher. Even if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah in a way of zrizin, you didn't do it in the morning, you weren't mekayim it like Avraham Avinu, nevertheless, kamach malon masnisin, kol hayoim kosher, the whole day is kosher, and even all the way till the end of the day, even if you weren't a zarvis. Okay. When we get to the Rashi that the Sikha is focused on in the Gemara, letaras mitzayra, tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, and Shnitei Las. L'chayra, we have to say that Rashi here is not saying, that not talking about the din of Yoim of Eloi Laila. Rashi is only talking about Ksheirim Kol HaYoim. Why do I say that you have to say that? Because here it says Beferish, in the Toros Koyanim itself, and articulated in the Rambam and the Noise Kalim Barucha, that actually, and this is the din, that actually not the entire process of Taras HaMetzayra has to be done by day. Only certain parts have to be done by day. And other parts, Beferish, could be done by Laila. For example, Toras Koyanim and the Rambam says, Shchita Satzipar, the shechting of one of the birds, Hatiglachas, the shaving of the Metzayra, v'hahazoya, the sprinkling of the blood and water mixture on the Metzayra, these things must be done by day. Other things do not have to be done by day. For example, Lekichas Tzipoirim, the taking of the birds. For example, Shiluach Tzipoirim, of the two birds that the Metzayra took, only one of them was shechted. The other one was sent. Kibus Begodim, Rechitzosai, etc., etc. All these things do not have to be done by Yom. They could be done by Laila as well. So when Rashi says, Letaras Metzora, Tziporim, birds, Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, Shnitei Las, and does not mention Hazoya, the only way I can understand what Rashi is saying is that he's not talking about the din of Yom v'loy Laila. Tziporim, birds, their process doesn't have to be by Yom v'loy Laila. They don't have to be taken by Yom, and one of them doesn't have to be sent away by Yom. They can be taken by Laila, and Shiluach Tzipor can bechlal happen by Laila. That's the din. So instead of learning that Rashi is arguing with the Toros Koyanim and the Halacha L'maisa, it makes much more sense, L'chayra, to say that when Rashi says Lataras Mitzayra Tziporim Eitz Erez Ezev Shnitoy Loas, and the Gemara learns this from the pasuk Zois Tia Toiras Hamitzayra Beyoim Taharosoi, we're not talking here about the din of Beyoim V'loy B'layla. Instead, we're talking about the Iker din of the Mishnah. The Iker din of the Mishnah, Kol Hayoim Kosher Lataras Hamitzayra, that this process of being Mitzayra the Mitzayra is kosher Kol Hayoim. If this is the case, to tell you the truth, Moirai v'Raboisai, I don't begin to understand what the Rebbe is saying in Oizayin of the Sicha. Here in Oizayin, the Rebbe quotes this Rashi, Lataras Mitzayra b'tziporim ve'etz erez ve'ezer v'shnitay las, asks three bomb kashas, three easy, l'choyre, easy to understand kashas. Number one, my kamash melon, it's all in the pasuk. Number two, why is he leaving out karbonis? Number three, why didn't he explain this on the Mishnah? And then the Rebbe goes on to say that Rashi is here to explain to us that even though we already know that the karbonus part of a mitzvah cannot be brought by Laila, nevertheless, Rashi is explaining that the rest of the limud of the Gemara is here to teach us that the other parts of mitzvah can also be done by Yoim. We learned this from the pasuk Zois Tia Teres Hamitzayra B'Yom Tarosai. V'Kana Ben Shoyel, if this is Pshat in Rashi, then this is the opposite of what says in Teres Koyanim, and this is the opposite of the din. The din is that Sipporim can be taken by Yom Ubalayla, while only one of them can be shechted by Yom, the other one can be sent. One of them can only be shechted by Yoim, the other one can be sent away by Yoim Ubalaila, and all the other parts of the process of the Mitzayra, including the Kibbutz Begodim, etc., can all be done by Yoim Ubalaila. And if Rashi is talking about the other parts of Taras HaMitzayra that cannot be done by Laila, what happened to Tiglachas? What happened to shaving? So Tziporim, which Rashi does say, only one part of it has to be by Yoim. The other parts can be done by Lailo as well. And Tiglachas, which can only be done by Yoim, Rashi doesn't even say. I don't understand how you could learn Pshat in Rashi here. Tiglachas Ezoiv, Tziporim Eitz Erez Ezoiv Shnitoy Loas, then Rashi is talking about Yoim V'loy Lailo. Nishto Azadin, the din is Farkeret. The din is that most of, or a large part of the process of the Tziporim could be done by Laila. And it's the Tiglachas which cannot be done by Laila, which Rashi doesn't even mention. So I'm struggling to understand this. How does the Rebbe learn in this Rashi that Rashi is coming to talk about other parts of the Tara process of the Mitzayra, which has to be done by Yom V'loy B'Laila? It's the Shpshat. What Rashi B'Pashtus is talking about is the din, is the first original din of the Mishnah, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Taras HaMetzora. Kol Hayoim means, even though there's a din of Zrizim Akdim in L'Mitzvahs, nevertheless, the entire thing can be done during, these mitzvahs can be done the entire day. Not just the Karbonis part can be done the whole day, but everything else can be done the whole day. Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, Shnitay Las, all of this can be done Kol Hayoim. And by the way, it's relatively easy to understand why Rashi sees the word Kol Hayoim, why Rashi sees the pshat in Kol Hayoim Kosher as meaning meaning that he can do it the whole day, not to be mamayet laila. Besides for the fact that that's the poshta mashmos of the loshon Kol Hayoim Kosher, besides for that, there's another issue here. This Mishnah Kol Hayoim Kosher l'kriyas hamagila, or l'kriyas hahalal, etc., comes behemshech to a previous Mishnah. The Mishnah beforehand says, on Daf Chof Amad Aleph, says the Mishnah, Ein Koirinus HaMegillah, V'loi Molin, V'loi Toivlin, V'loi Mazin, etc., etc., Ad Shetonei Tzachamo. So the previous Mishnah just told me about Kriyas HaMegillah, the first thing articulated here in the Mishnah, that you cannot do it at night. Kumtz again the next Mishnah and Zogt, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. What do you have to tell me, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, that you cannot do it at night? That was the previous Mishnah. Zokt Rashi Poshet. Kol ha-yoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah taich, even though there's an inyan to do it at the beginning of the day, mitzad zrizin makdimin l'mitzvahs, nevertheless, if you didn't do zrizin makdimin l'mitzvahs, it's still kosher kol ha-yoyim. Turn the page, get to Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, Letaras Metzora, Zokt Rashi, Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Eizov and Shnitoy Las. What are we talking about here? Yoyim v'loy Laila? Not talking about Yoyim v'loy Laila. A lot of this process could be done by Laila as well. And the things which have to be done dafka b'yoyim, like Tiglachas, Rashi doesn't even mention. So l'chayra, it makes you muchrach l'chayra to learn the pshat in Rashi here is that Rashi is talking about the din, the ikar din of the Mishnah, which is kol ha-yoyim kosher. Why the Rebbe sees this as Rashi talking about other parts of the process of the taras and metzora, which have to be done by yoyim v'loy b'laylo, I don't understand how one can learn that way pshat in Rashi. That's question number one. Question number two. The beginning of Ois Ches, the Rebbe starts, Menyonim Ufloim Alderach Halacha Shebepirish Rashi Zeh, that the limud of Taras Metzora has to be, that the limud of Taras Metzora has to be by Yoim, is Nidrash in Gemara in the positive. Kol HaYoim Kosher LeTaras HaMetzora. Ube Meila, according to the first Svora, that Bein HaShmoshes is a Metzias Bifnei Atzmoi, LoYoim V'loy Laila, Bein HaShmoshes is not going to be Kosher LeTaras HaMetzora, because the din is, Kol ha-yoyim kosher means that it has to be dafka b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Okay, as I state. Now, the first din of the Mishnah, kol ha-yoyim kosher, is l'kriyas ha-megillah. That's how the Mishnah starts. Kol ha-yoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah. According to this, what the Rebbe just explained to us, obviously, you're not going to be able to read the Megillah during Bein HaShmoshes, right? Obviously. Kol ha-yoyim kosher means it has to be dafka the day. If Bein HaShmoshes is a metzias bifnei atzmoi l'yoyim v'loy laila, then you're obviously not going to be able to read the Megillah during Bein HaShmoshes. It's not going to be kosher. Nu, vazel menton. What can we do? 3 lines before this Mishnah, exactly 3 lines before this Mishnah, the Gemara says beferish, learns it out from Pesukim, that ad tzeis ha-kechovim lav yimomahi, that until tzeis ha-kechovim is still considered day, and b'meila, kriyas ha-megillah during Bein HaShmoshes is kosher. Azoi shteit in Gemara, exactly 3 lines before this Mishnah. So again, I'm baffled, and again, I go back to the same point. Kol ha-yoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah, or l'kriyas ha-halel, or l'netilas lulav, or l'tkiyas shayf, or l'taras mitzayr, etc. What's the ikar hadgosha of the Mishnah? Yes, it's true. The Mishnah is talking about mitzvahs which you can only do during the day, not at night, granted. But that's not what the Mishnah is saying. At least that's not the main point of what the Mishnah is saying. The main point of what the Mishnah is saying is kol ha-yoyim kosher. You can do these day mitzvahs, you can do them the whole day, even though there's a mitzvah, zrizin makdim mitzvahs, you can still do them all day. And the first mitzvah in the list, kriyas ha-megillah, can even be done during Bein HaShmoshes, as I state, 3 lines before. Aye, the Mishnah says it has to be by Yoim. The Mishnah doesn't say it has to be by Yoim because the Mishnah is coming to exclude Laila. The Mishnah says by Yoim because it's coming to exclude the morning. You would think, mitzad zrizin makdimin, it has to be done in the morning. Kamash Malon, kol ha-yoyim kosher. And in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, even Bein HaShmoshes. So again, l'chayra in Pshat, the simple understanding of the Mishnah, seems to be the exact opposite of the way the Rebbe is learning in the Mishnah. The Rebbe's learning kol ha-yoyim kosher means that it has to be dafka b'yoyim and not b'layla. And since we're emphasizing yoyim, anything which isn't yoyim is out and possible. And yet when you learn it, and l'chayr, this is muchach from what it says right before the Mishnah, 3 lines beforehand. When you learn the Mishnah with Rashi, Rashi's saying kol ha-yoyim kosher is coming to be marbe, not to be mamayit. To be marbe the whole day, even though there's a din of ayashkim avram b'boikas risen makdim in l'mitzvahs. And for that reason, l'chayra, it's not a steerer to what the Gemara says 3 lines before this Mishnah, when the Gemara says kriyas ha-megillah is kosher bein ha-shmoshes, because kol hayoyim comes to include the entire day, and the entire day is considered day, in the words of the Gemara, until tzeis ha-kechovim. Hokaimolon says the Gemara, da'ad tzeis ha-kechovim, lav lailahu. And the Gemara learns that from Pesukim. Maloy Sashachar, Tzai Sekachovim, etc. And therefore, Kriyas HaMegillah is kosher during Bein HaShemoshes. So question number two, I don't know why the Rebbe is learning here that the in the Mishnah, that the Loshon Kol HaYoyim Kosher, Latara Samatsoira, is coming to be Memayet Lailo so strongly that Bein HaShemoshes is out of the pale. L'choira, number one, the emphasis is not Kol HaYoyim Kosher to be Memayet Lailo. The emphasis on Kol HaYoyim Kosher is the whole day, even though he didn't do it in a way of Zrizin Makdimah L'mitzvahs. And number two, V'horaya, the Gemara says three lines before this Mishnah, that Bein HaShemoshes is kosher L'kriyas HaMegillah, because Bein HaShemoshes, until Tzei Sekechovim, is Lav Lailo. This is question number two. Okay, question number three. Let's go back to Ha'ora 23, the second half of the Ha'ora. Here the Rebbe says, quotes from the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, Parshas Tazria, Taf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, says in Likutei Torah, Biyadiya Talia Milsa. The Alter Rebbe explains, Biyadiya Talia Milsa, and therefore if you don't know whether, therefore the Rebbe learns, you don't know whether Bein HaShemoshes is Yoim or Laila, you have to assume, we have to paskin that the Metzora is Toher, because B'yadiyah Talia Milsa, there's no Yadiyah that it was Balaila and that it's no good. The Kana Ben Shoyal, L'choyer, the Sicha seems to be saying the opposite of what it says in Likutei Torah. Because when the Alter Rebbe says in Likutei Torah, Sofek, it's a Sofek, Baheres Kodmala Seir Lovon, or Seir Lovon Kodmala Baheres. The Alter Rebbe says the person is Toher, Biyadiya Talia Milsa. So here in brackets appears the following words. Biyesh Limtsaik Tzas Tam Laze, Bahod Biyadiya Talia Milsa. There's a reason. In other words, the Alter Rebbe says it's Exer Sakosov, but it doesn't mean a reason. It means there's a basis. There's a basis for this Exer Sakosov. What's the basis? Quotes from the Ramaz, Inyan Godel, She'ein Tumas Atzaras Kechol Sha'ara Tumas. Tumas Atzaras is not the same as all other Tumas. Shezu Ein Tum Oso Noidas V'loi Matamo Ad She'yovei HaKoyhein K'noida Chulu. In here, by Tzaras, it doesn't become Tomei until the Koyhein declares it Tomei. V'im Kain. Hari afilu b'tzaras shehi ru'uya liyes vaday tomei, even tzaras which is vaday tomei, im kol zeh gzeiras hakosov hu she'eina metame at she'yovei ha'koyin v'yivoda tumoso mei ha'koyin chulu. L'chein, Alter Rebbe says, therefore definitely in a case of Suffolk, you could for sure, in other words, if even with the tzaras for sure makes the person tomei, he doesn't become tomei until the koyin says so, definitely when it's only a Suffolk, whether it makes him tomei or not, he's not going to become tomei until the koyin says so. Okay, Zokter Rebbe. The same would apply to being metaher a koyin, to being metaher a metzora mitumasai. That until we know for sure that he's tamei, he's going to be tohar biyadiya talia milsa. To tell you the truth, I don't understand what the Rebbe is saying. Just like you need a koyin to declare the person tamei. Just like you need a koyin to declare the person tamei, and until the koyin says tamei, the person is not tamei. The same works the other way around when it comes to making a person tohar. You need a koyin to make the person tohar. It's not the absence of the tzaras, which is metahir the person. It's the declaration of the koyin tohar that makes him tohar. There's even a lashon in the Tosefta that if his negoyim went away 3 years ago, but he was never declared tohar by a koyin until a koyin v'zogin tohar is ernish tohar. So if anything, when it comes to the issue of taras ha'metzora, which is bein hashmoshes, biyadiya talya milsa should go the other way around completely. Until you know for sure that the person is tohar, we have to assume that he's Tomei. We have to paskin that he's Tomei. The Rebbe is saying until you know for sure that he's, as long as he's a Suffolk, we have to say that he's Tohar. L'chayr, that's only when it comes to making him Tohar. That's only when it comes to making him Tomei. But when it comes to making him Tohar, the same process, the same Gzeiras HaKosov that the Alter Rebbe points to, that you need a Kohen to declare him Tomei, otherwise he's not Tomei, the same applies the other way around, that you need a Kohen to declare him Tohar, in order to make him Tohar. And I'm not referring to the Indian of Chazaka. We'll get to Chazaka in a second. Forget Chazaka for a second. Nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter whether he has a Chazaka or not. The process of becoming Tomei requires a Kohen. So does the process of becoming Tohar. So the Svara L'Chayra works the other way around. If a person goes through a Tara process during Bein HaShemoshes, and we don't know, because Bein HaShemoshes is a Sofek, we don't know if he went through it by Yom or by Lailo. If it's by Yom, it's good. If it's by Lailo, it's not good. So what should be the din? The Gzeiros HaKosov should be. In other words, L'Chayra, we should flip the whole thing over. Even if B'derech Klal you say that Tzveika Deiraisa Minatoira is Lakula, in this case, L'Chayra, you should have to be Machmir. In this case, you should have to say it's no good. And Taka, for the same exact reason that the Alter Rebbe says. That's what look at the Torah. Because it takes the declaration of a Kohen to be Matahir, just like it takes the declaration of a Kohen to be Matame. Ubamela, since in this case the Kohen cannot declare that he's Tohar, even though he went through the whole process of Taras and Metzora, because we don't know whether Bein HaShemoshes is Yom or Lailo, therefore it should not be good, again, it should be punkt faker to what the Rebbe says, regardless of whether he holds Feka Deraisa L'chum is Minat Torah or Midrabonan. Even if you hold it's Midrabonan, and Bederach Klal, by Feka Deraisa Minat Torah, we're Matir, we're Mekil, in this case, L'chayri should have to be Machmir, because it takes a Kohen to say Torah, and an idea, a lack of knowledge, whether Bein HaShemoshes is Yom or Laila, should invalidate the Kohen's ability to declare Torah. So this that the Rebbe says at the end of Aura 23 here, that all opinions would agree, again, L'chayr, this is the pshat here, that all opinions will agree in Bein HaShemoshes that it is good, kiven she'en yediyah sheloy osa kedin tohir, L'chayr, since in this case, taka based on the same svar of the Alter Rebbe, you would need a koyin to declare him tohir, as long as there's no yediyah that he's tohir, L'chayr, the din should have to be that he is tameh. This is question number 3 on what the Rebbe writes. And finally, question number 4. Toward the end of the Ha'ora, the Rebbe writes that just like Biyadiyah Talya Milsa, the vort of Lakut HaTorah, Biyadiyah Talya Milsa is stronger than the klal of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra, so it would be stronger than the concept of Chazak. Why does the Rebbe say that? L'Chayr, the pshat here is, because the Rebbe wants to say that by Bein HaShemoshes, the fact that we don't know whether it's Yoim or Laila means that L'chol HaDeis, it's going to Taras HaMetzorah, is going to be good. Because be Yediyah Talya Milsa, and there's no Yediyah that he's Tameh. I L'chol, in this case, he has a Cheskas Tumah. I L'chol, in this case, he has a Cheskas Tumah. Says the Rebbe, so what? If Sveika Deira, if the be Yediyah Talya, if the fact that you need a Yediyah to make him Tameh is stronger than Sveika Deiraisa L'chumra, Then the fact that you need a yediyah to make him tomei is also stronger than the fact that he has a cheskas tara. I'll call him. That's l'chayr what's written here. Ubemela be yediyah talya milsa overpowers the concept of chazaka, and over here taka chazaka doesn't work and chazaka doesn't help. And taka, it's true that he has a cheskas tuma. It's true that because he was tomei until now, but nevertheless, chazaka doesn't play a role here because be yediyah talya milsa. Vazel menton. That this seems to contradict a Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Beferish. Masechta Chulin, Daf Yud Amid Beis. Zok the Gemara, quote, Mino ho milsa de omer abonon, uki milsa achazoke. What is the source? Bechlal, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in the words of Rashi. Bimkoyma is harbe, Rashi says. Somchu ala chazoke. Leser ula hatir. In so many places, we rely on a chazoke to make something osir or mutter. Frekta Gemara, from where? Well, what's the mocker? Who says? Mino ho milsa de omer abonon, uki milsa achazoke. And for the Gemara, Omer Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Omer Kro, you know where we learn it from? We learn it from Tzaras. Aganso Mais, the Gemara gets into it. The Kohen walks into the house, he sees the Nega, he walks out of the house, he paskins. How do you know this nega is still the same size? Maybe it got bigger. Maybe it got smaller. Uki milsa chazoke. Tosfos says, how does this work? L'hokil. Same thing. The kohen walks into the house. He sees the nega is smaller. How do you know that it didn't? And then he leaves the house. How do you know that it didn't get bigger? Uki milsa chazake. That means b'chol ha-toyra kula, b'chol ha-toyra kula, the mocker for the concept of chazaka is tsaras. That's the source. A metzora becomes tomei through a chazaka, and a metzora becomes toher through a chazaka. Now I ask you, if b'yadiyah talya milsa, like the Rebbe writes over here, is powerful enough to wipe away the whole concept of chazaka, make it irrelevant, not significant. Who cares, the Rebbe says. Cheskel's tomei, big deal. You need a yadiyah that is tomei. Otherwise, the chazaka doesn't make him tomei at all. How does this become the l'chol ha-toyra kula, the mocker for the concept of samchina na chazaka? How does that work? If in one casual swipe we can say, puh, chazaka doesn't mean anything. Without a yediyah, it's worth nothing. No, if chazaka doesn't mean anything, then how is this the catalyst, the icon, l'chol ha-toyra kula, that samchina na chazaka, all of these inyonim need iyun. The purpose of these questions, of course, is la'oyer leiv hama'ayin, is to help and to inspire all of us. And when we learn the Rebbe's Sichas, we shouldn't chas v'shalom just read the words oyben ufik superficial and think that it's as simple as it seems. In every word, in every vort, in every kasha, in every teres, in every diuk, there is infinite layers of meaning and depth and oymek basar oymek v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. B'meila, the Eibushter should help us, all of us, we should have this chus to learn the Rebbe's Sichas, to continue to learn the Rebbe's Sichas, to verstehen and emes of art richtig, and to be ma'ayin into these things, and Be'ezus Hashem, to find answers. I'm sure the Olam will be very busy with this, because it's a very geshmak and a meredik asicha. Be'ezus Hashem, over the week, if answers will come up, maybe we'll give more shiurim with insights and answers into these questions. Wishing you all tremendous hatzlacha.